The 300 Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, were expected to be moved 2 weeks ago to more permanent quarters at the U.S. naval base there, but unexplained delays have kept them housed in metal cages at what the military calls Camp X-Ray, a makeshift razor wire fortress near the base's border with Cuba. NPR's David Malpas is at Guantanamo Bay and joins us by phone. Hello, David.
Hello, John.
David, what are you hearing about when these prisoners will be moved, and what's their new prison going to be like?
Well, officially, the base commanders say they have no idea when the prisoners, which they call detainees, by the way, are going to be transferred from Camp X-Ray. But unofficially, we're told it could happen as early as next week, just a little bit off schedule. The new facility they're calling Camp Delta, it's located in a different part of the island, just a couple of hundred yards from a very rocky coastline. It'll be better, we are told, for security and for the comfort of detainees. These new cells are about 8 feet by 7 feet. Each one has a heavier metal mesh kind of material that will cut down on the visibility and the communication among the prisoners. And although, as I said, it's located close to the ocean, the inmates won't be able to see that because they've surrounded the outer fence with a dark green tarp to block the view.
David, what can you tell us about how these detainees are being treated and whether they're resisting in any way?
Well, we do know that, you know, they're being offered 3 meals a day. They get showers. They get medical attention. 52 of them have had some kind of surgery since arriving here. This week, for the first time, they received mail from the outside. Reporters, though, you know, we aren't allowed to talk to the prisoners or get very close to them. We can't record anything. They might even yell at us from a distance. We can't take pictures of them. The military is pretty tight-lipped about a lot of the details, citing security needs. Interrogations, for example, take place in these little plywood huts that are next to the camp. They're said to be completely humane, but everything about the methods that are being used, the process and the results, is considered classified, so no one will talk about it. One officer did tell me, though, that it's getting real tough to get anyone to say anything.
Have you actually been able to see any of the detainees?
Well, reporters, when they're brought here, typically get what's called a windshield tour of the camp. We're driven around the outside perimeter in a van. We get about 10 to 20 yards from the first of several layers of fences and barbed wire, and I could see prisoners, many of them quite thin. Several were bowed in prayer. One was hobbling along on one leg with two Americans supporting him. I did see a detainee walking in a small circle in a rock yard. They're allowed to exercise like that for 15 minutes at a time, but just twice a week.
I understand that some of the prisoners had been on a hunger strike. Is that still going on?
We're told that currently only two prisoners are refusing to eat food on a regular basis. These two went without food for nearly 30 days. They were brought into the hospital base and force-fed through tubes. They've since been sent back to the prison camp. They're still refusing to eat, and the doctors say they'll force-feed them again if it becomes necessary. An officer told me these two men simply want to know what's going to happen to them, and they're refusing food till they get an answer. But no one's getting an answer to that question. U.S. officials are simply saying these are very dangerous people. They're terrorists, and they'll be held here or somewhere as long as they pose a threat to U.S. security.
Some of these detainees have been held at the camp since early January. Is there any news on when the military tribunals might actually start or some time frame that authorities are working toward?
None whatsoever, and officials here say all those decisions will be made and announced in Washington, but no one's been charged yet. They say they still haven't really completed all the interrogations, so there seems to be not a great deal of sense of urgency about that. The U.S. position is that these are not really prisoners on the Geneva Convention, and they can basically take their time with them.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Malpas at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.